Now, speaking of traffic and things like that, and how fast or how slow you're required to go in and around our towns and villages, members of the public, that's you, listeners, are being asked to give your view on proposed new reduced speed limits in urban areas across the county of Kerry. Kerry County Council has opened the public consultation on new draft speed limit bylaws. These would see the speed limits reduced from 50 to 30 kilometres in many urban and built-up locations throughout the county. On the line to talk about this process and also concerns he has about it is Independent Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray. Jackie, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme. So this is the council letting everyone know, look, you have a chance to have your say, but they've proposed changes already. There are maps available for public inspection and online as to what they're planning to do, but you have concerns. Is that right?
Yeah, well, Jerry, the biggest concern I have is around communication. The last time that we had a speed limit review, which saw our local roads going from 80 to 60 in many of our rural local tertiary roads, I remember being on with you on your show at the time because there was such miscommunication around what was actually happening. You know, people thought that our national primary roads were being reduced, that every road that people were travelling on was seeing a reduction in our speed limits. It was handled very poorly. I think the communication around it was very bad. And oftentimes, Jerry, when it comes to public consultations, the first that the public actually become aware of it, which happened the last time, was when the speed limit sign started being changed on the roads about a week before and people started saying, oh my God, what's happening? Is this happening everywhere? And there was a lot of confusion out there as to what was and wasn't happening. So to be fair, Kerry County Council have come out with their public consultation since yesterday, and it runs until the 7th of August. I know, Jerry, at the moment these are proposed, but I suppose the reality is this is happening. And we as councillors, we had a briefing on this maybe a month or two ago. We weren't really told how much actual discretion we have in terms of you know, whether we can actually change some of the proposals or not, or whether it was going to be kind of a blanket enough kind of sweep as to what the maps that are shown online. So I suppose to break it down for people and to be clear, this is happening in our urban centres and in our kind of settlements, in our village and town boundaries. So there's 60 areas included in this review. Generally, the biggest changes, I suppose, are happening across our main urban centres. You will see our major towns and districts all going to 30 kilometres within the what I would call heart of the settlements. Towns like Castle Island, Dingle, Kinmare, Killorglin, Carseveen, Kinmare, Killarney, Listowel and Tralee.
By the way, you can go to Kerry County Council's website, kerrycoco.ie, click on the public consultation, and there are, it takes a bit of clicking to get through to it, but there are very detailed maps of all sorts of areas where the changes are proposed. And this goes right down to, you know, Waterville, Valentia, Knightstown, Chapeltown, other areas like that, the speed limits, Port Magee, Kilgarvan, Kilgobna. It's not just the larger urban areas in Kerry, Cahardaniel, where the changes are proposed. And right across the Killorglin urban area, the Kinmare urban area, Carseveen, as Jackie was saying there in relation to the changes here. So lots of those being proposed right across the way, right across the range of that. And a lot of these areas, and I have to say from looking at the maps, quite a number of them are recommending reductions from 50 kilometres an hour to 30 kilometres an hour in these urban areas. I think we have Jackie Healy-Ray with us on the line again. Jackie, are you there?
I'm here, Jerry. Sorry, the gremlins are on the phone line this morning.
They are indeed. Is it your concern that the reduction in speed limits is across the board, or is it how it's being done, or a mix of both?
No, it's how it's being done and how effective it's going to be, Jerry. The public needs, this is going to cost us money. It's going to cost us money as a local authority. It's going to cost us money as a state. This isn't happening just in Kerry. It's happening across the country. And I question the effectiveness of the money that's going to be spent on doing this review in terms of yielding results. I want our roads to be safe, Jerry. I want our urban areas to be safe. I want particularly our schools to be safe. But I don't believe that the changes that are being made are going to make our roads any safer. And the reason for me saying that, Gerry, if you drove into Killarney this morning or to Tralee or wherever you are in your station this morning, and I'm sure that when you came to Daly's roundabout as you would every morning, you weren't going much faster than 30 kilometres an hour in here because you couldn't, because of traffic.
Yeah.
And when it comes to places like, or like, unfortunately, what I feel that we've seen over the last number of years is we have seen speed reductions and speed limits becoming a revenue-making exercise for the state. And I'm going to give you two examples of what's going to be happening where I feel that motorists are going to be penalised for trying to do the best they can, but being put in an impossible situation whereby the speed limits are dropping so much. So I'll give you an example now of one of the proposals that is on this proposed speed limit review. The Killarney bypass. When you get Daly's roundabout, the speed limit there is 50 kilometres. Between Daly's roundabout and the swimming pool, it's going to be 60. Between the swimming pool and the fire station, it's going to be 100. From the fire station then for another couple of 100 metres, it's going to be 60. Then it's going to be 80 and then 50. There's going to be six different speed limits on the Killarney bypass after this review, if it's implemented as is.
At different times of the day, or is it all
different sections, different speed limits? Different sections, different speed limits. Because where the periodic speed limits are going to be coming in is particularly outside our schools that are located within urban areas. So if you take Fossa School, for example, there has been a lot of upgrades in Fossa over the last number of years, and Fossa School, as I see it now, is now protected, and rightly so, by speed ramps and flashing lights and things like that. And rightly so, it's something that the school had looked for a long time. But what we're going to see there now is you're going to see 100 kilometres on the lead into Fossa. It's going to change into 60. And then as you come to the school zone, it's going to be 50. But within that 50 zone, you're going to have, while the school is on in the morning and in the evening at the busy times, while the school term is sitting, it's going to be 30. So within a short distance, at a certain time of the year, you're going to have four different speed limits that the motorists are to be totally vigilant of and aware of. Because, Gerry, as we have seen before, and as we speak of Fossa, it's not that long ago that we had a district court judge who slammed speed bans for saying that where they were located in Fossa, right within where the speed limit dropped twice, it was like shooting fish in a barrel. And it was a pure and utter revenue-making exercise. There is a speed limit. There is a speed ban constantly located within the village of Farnforth. I've never seen an accident or heard of an accident happening at that location in many, many years, if ever. Yeah. And it is constantly located there because it's seen as an easy place to catch people. And you might say to me, Gerry, well, you know, what are we going to do to try and make sure that places are protected? We had a problem, Gerry, in Guineagulla, where we had a pedestrian crossing, but it wasn't what I would call protected. Unfortunately, when a speed survey was carried out, it was found that cars were going in excess of the speed right at the location of the school. So what we done was the principal did her job, came to us as a municipal district, lobbied us for speed safety measures. We put in a tabletop ramp right on the pedestrian crossing, and that has been a great success in that area.
Yeah.
And it has helped.
Okay, and that's an example of a local area responding to what they're seeing on the roads. But what's your response to the argument that, look, all right, changing limit from 50 to 30 might inconvenience people. You're talking about putting speed vans there and that concern. But the facts are the facts in terms of road accidents. If you hit a pedestrian at 50 miles per hour, let's say, compared to 30 miles per hour, just use the miles per hour, it releases almost three times the kinetic energy, making crashes far more lethal and destructive. You have some hope of surviving at 30, maybe an injury, minor injury. 50, you're most likely dead. That's the difference. That's what we're trying to inculcate, that people slow down, are aware of their surroundings, and that's why the report is suggesting, or the maps are suggesting, these are the reductions in these areas.
I don't disagree with that, Gerry, but I have to question its effectiveness, and I have to question the statistics around, you know, when we talk about accidents on our roads, as you will agree, because the facts show it, the ma- majority of our accidents are happening in more rural locations at, we say, late or early times in the morning or the evenings. And every time we preface, you know, talking about, you know, road safety, we also have to acknowledge that, of course, Jerry, far too many people are tragically dying on our roads. And we unfortunately even had one in our own county yesterday. My sympathy goes, you know, to that family and the people affected by that, because it is deeply tragic thing to happen for somebody to be out on the road and to unfortunately lose their life. But you have to ask yourself, Jerry, is our urban centres and is the areas that are being targeted here, are they the leading cause of deaths on our roads? And the answer and the statistics will show that it is not. But like, when you take areas then that aren't included in this review, where I feel we do have problems, if you take Onablaha National School, for example, where we have speed issues on that road passing the school, if you go on either side of Onablaha National School today, you will see more signs telling people to slow down than you would at an airport, to be quite frank, because there's loads of signs there. I've even paid for signs myself out of my council's
allocation. Jackie, would you like to see in the areas where they're talking about, let's say, the alternating speed limits at different times of the day, the use of the electronic signs, which let you know how fast or slow you're going, telling you to slow down?
Waste of time. There's more of those electronic speed signs I paid for myself out of my councillor's allocation, and I tell you, I won't do it anymore, because people have become so immune to them, Jerry, and they take no.
But isn't that a problem then of people's behaviour? It's human behaviour, and drivers' behaviour needs to be tackled rather than maybe changing the speed limits. People are ignoring the advice, ignoring a sign that tells you you're going too fast, then it's not a problem.
But it is a problem, and I never said that it wasn't a problem. It is a problem, and generally, it is what's causing accidents on our roads is our own behaviour. And the only way that we're going to change people's behaviours is basically through enforcement, really, Jerry. And the electronic signs would work if they were actually catching your speed and things like that. They undoubtedly would work. But the flashing signs that you know you're not getting caught for your speed, it's not working, Jerry. And they're everywhere, and people have become immune to them. But again, I come back to the practical road safety measures that are helping. If you take what we've done in Guinea-Bissau and what has been replicated even in the likes of Fossa School now and places like that, those things work. Actual impediments in people's way to make them slow down. They are effective, they work, they have stood the test of time. Changing limits on the roads, changing the heads of signs, Jerry, on our roads, indicating what
speed doesn't make a difference
now.
Okay.
No, and Jerry, having six different speed limits on the Killarney bypass, certainly, in my opinion, isn't going to change anything or make effect. But my big thing is, and big message I want to get across on your radio station this morning, Jerry, is please, to the public listening, go on to the council's website, look at the public consultation, look at the maps that are there, and please, if you feel strongly enough about it, you have until Friday the 7th of August at 3 p.m. to make a submission, and I would appeal to the people of Kerry to look at this, inform yourself, because you're the people who are using the roads in Kerry every day, and this is going to affect you, and you need to be made aware of it, and I want people to do that, Jerry.
You can email roads@kerrycoco.ie, or you can go into any Kerry County Council office and look at the maps and make your observation there. 7th of August at 3 p.m. Finally and briefly, Jackie, on Commission Talk on, the Electoral Commission is continuing its work in reviewing Irish elections. They brought out a report on election posters in Ireland, practices, attitudes and impacts. They did a public consultation. They found a lot of people don't like them. However, of those that don't like them, they found, they recognised, actually they are useful. And one of the main areas is to let an increasingly disengaged public know that there's an actual election on and who you can vote for. What's your view on that?
Yeah, my view, Jerry, is quite simple. I think election posters are very useful. I think they bring in energy and positivity around elections. As a first-time candidate myself in 2019, I found them extremely useful for people to become familiar with you. If I wanted to be selfish about this now, 7 years on, I would be saying ban them so that new time candidates wouldn't have the same...
would have a tougher time getting out there. Yeah.
Absolutely, Jerry. But that's not what I want to see. You know, maybe you could look at, you know, the numbers of them and things like that. I've seen the suggestion around making them smaller. I think if election posters are to be effective, you have to be able to see them. Having small ones is pointless. But Jerry, like, they're an integral part of our elections. They always have been. I think they're here to stay. I think they're important. You know, I know there's environmental concerns, but Jerry, I mean, at the same time, I mean, election posters are a very small contributor when it comes to our environmental
1.3
concern.
Million coffee cups, the equivalent carbon emissions, so 1.3 million coffee cups. But the news on that is Irish people use 2.6 million coffee cups every day. 1.3 million coffee cups every 4 or 5 years isn't too bad, you'd argue, from that point of view.
And to be fair, Jerry, to every election candidate, even like, I have a shed full of posters from my last two elections. I reuse them. Any ones that go up, they come down, they're stored, and they're reused, Jerry. I put it this way, I ordered less new election posters for the last election because I had a good few left over from the election before. So they're generally reused, and I know every candidate does them. And often, people who are particularly around long enough, you start to question the picture that's on the, poster because it might be a couple of years old. But Jerry, no, I think they're very important, and I think there was research as well around, you know, of the respondents, how many actually knew that the presidential election was on before the posters went up, and I think over 50% said that it was the posters that alerted them to knowing that the election. So they're very important, Jerry, for awareness, and again, especially for first-time candidates, which is very important for people to become familiar with them. And of course, I always find that the school-going children love to look at the posters, and it engages them as well and makes them aware and educates
into
people
politics.
Around who's running. Exactly.
So, okay,
exactly.
Jackie, we're going to have to leave it there. But thanks to you for your views. If you view in that public consultation process and the need for a change in speed limits or otherwise, get in touch.